I went up to it and to this huge instrument and pressed a couple of keys and got a sound out of it immediately, and I just thought that was fantastic. It was love at first touch.
New Orleans pianist, songwriter, producer, arranger, and performer Alan Toussaint got that first touch of piano at home at age 6.
My sister was being given a piano by my from my aunt, who thought it was really dignified for a young lady to learn the piano or violin. My father and some of his friends went to get it on one of those old flatbed trucks. We lived on a very bumpy street, and as they were bringing this piano home, I could hear it all the way down at the end of the block. Every time it would hit a bump, you could hear some sounds coming out of a piano, and I fell in love with that sound as I heard it coming.
On the heels of the piano's arrival at the Toussaint home came a teacher, hired to give Alan's sister weekly lessons, lessons which she never really warmed up to.
But I loved it because I got a chance to hear the piano right in the house being played. And as soon as her teacher would leave, she would get up from the piano, and I would get right to the piano and try and mimic what I heard them doing. And I'd ask her to show me where whatever I was playing, where it was on the page. And she'd show me the really basic ABCs of music in that way.
Alan Toussaint eventually got lessons of his own at the Xavier Junior School of Music, but his mother discontinued those after about 6 months on account of Alan's inclination to spend more time learning to play the latest songs on the radio than practicing his lesson pieces. At that point, though, Alan had absorbed enough to keep on teaching himself and even start writing music by the time he was about 12.
After I had played most of the things at the moment that I knew that was out and about, something in you always called for something to be brought forth. And I began writing melodies of my own. I spent a lot of time, however, listening to music and mimicking, taking the recordings right next to the piano and trying to slow them down and get the licks and the chords. I learned so much from the radio and records as a boy.
Turns out there were other youngsters in Toussaint's Girtown neighborhood tracking the same muse.
We developed a neighborhood band called the Flamingos, which had members in it like Ferd Eaglund, Snooks the blind guitarist, genius of a guy. He was our guitarist and bass player, even though there was no bass, but he played bass on the guitar. He didn't need a piano either with all the guitar he played, but they were stuck with me. And Benjamin Gregory, who lived next door, was on tenor saxophone. Frank Moten, who lived around the corner, was another saxophonist and clarinetist. Walter Lang was our trumpet player. Ferdinand Bijou was the trombone player. James Jackson was our drummer. We had a neighborhood band that began to become fairly popular among teenagers and even a little more.
Alan Toussaint was about 14 when the Flamingos first got together, which was also about the period he got to know old-time New Orleans musician Ernest Penn, who patiently taught Alan some of the intricate secrets of stride piano. Toussaint was also completely taken by the great and highly innovative records Hey Little Girl, Tipitina, for instance, Professor Longhair was putting out round about that time. A chance to sub for Huey Piano Smith on a Dewdrop Inn gig one night brought young Toussaint's talents to the attention of older rhythm and blues players, and before long he left school to tour with Shirley and Lee and started working regularly with artists the likes of Earl King and Tommy Ridgely. Toussaint got to know lots of singers and got in the habit of having them come by his house to rehearse, experience which paid off big time when Minute Records launched a serious talent search in New Orleans.
And they were holding auditions, and I went over to play behind the various artists because most of them who was auditioning, I knew them from coming to the house. At that audition that evening, the people of Minute asked me would I come and make the music for them until their permanent person would come who was going to be Harold Baptiste. And I said yes, and that's what launched me into record business as an A&R man, which later on we called producer.
And what a producer and writer Alan Toussaint turned out to be. Crafting hits for Ernie Cato, Irma Thomas, Chris Kenner, Benny Spellman, The list goes on and on and on and on, and fates permitting, will continue to grow.
Some songs I write because they just come from total inspiration, and it's not that you're writing them for someone. It's just that it like plays in your head as if it's already done sometime, part of it. However, other times I write because I hear a person's voice who I'm about to record, and something about their voice may sing a brief melody, and even with a couple of words as a plot. So I know how to take that kind of germ and build it. I know how to work that.
Over the past couple of years, Alan Toussaint's energies have been devoted almost exclusively to developing the new record label, Nino, N-Y-N-O, he and New York businessman Josh Feigenbaum have launched.
He has a company called MJI in New York that produces syndicate radio program. He's very good at it, and he's quite a listener and a student of music forever, all kinds too. Well, he's in love with New Orleans music, and he thought it would be a great idea for he and I to come together and do some just wonderful New Orleans music and present it and put it out there and promote it as much as an independent could do.
Alan Toussaint heads an exciting lineup of Nino artists set to appear at Tipitina's on Saturday night, May 3rd, starting at 10. They include singers Wallace Johnson and Larry Hamilton, saxophonist Amadei Castanel, and the New Birth Brass Band. Toussaint also takes his review to the fairgrounds Saturday for a 3 p.m. Jazz Fest set on the Fox 8 Polaroid stage. Alan Toussaint's latest CD is Connected on the Nino label.